Live. We're launching into the second hour of the program. We invite you to take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number 855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-3733. Joining you here tonight, it's Ian.
And Jason.
And Luther.
Jason is joining us courtesy of his website, tally.tv, T-A-L-L-E-Y.tv. That's not the only site that you're promoting these days, Jason. I think it's finally time to announce the relaunch of Free Agents. Isn't that right?
Well, I was here, I guess a couple of years ago when we were doing Motorhome Diaries, myself, Pete Aaron, Adama Freeman.
Right, when you were traveling around the country, meeting up with Liberty lovers all over the place, and traveling in MARV, the Mobile Authority Resistance Vehicle.
Right, exactly. And that's when Free Agents actually got started with the demise of Bureaucrash, when they decided to hire somebody that supported Mitt Romney and the Fair Tax and things like that. So a lot of people started this new brand, Free Agents, and I didn't have the time to work on it at the time, but now I'm spending more time there. I have more video content on our YouTube channel. It's fr33agents.com, and we're going to provide more content there about all the exciting things that activists are up to and ways, what we call the front lines of freedom, how people are spreading the word and actually trying to live free in an unfree world.
Now, this is a Free Agents, fr33agents.com. This is a site that focuses, this is not just a New Hampshire thing. I mean, you're in New Hampshire,
right.
and that's good, but it's not your site per se. It's a bunch of different people that are behind this.
Yeah, what's cool is that people can join, so they have a member profile, and then they can be part of a group for anything, whether it's jury nullification or people that are in a specific region or whatever the interest area is. And then that group can start a blog where they can post content to things. So I think this is going to really help people that are, for instance, incarcerated, like our friend Bo. You know, people should be able to go to a website, find out the latest updates about that person. Maybe they can chip in for a legal defense fund or bail or something like that. And so this will help people get organized on their own and kind of provide them the tools.
Is there a place where people can go to chip in, say, just to support Free Agents or Tally TV?
Yeah, sure. On fr33agents.com, on the front page, there's a widget for our Free Agents Fund. And we hope to start giving out grants. We also want to pay people for providing good content wherever they are in the world, just however they're spreading the ideas of liberty and freedom. We want to hear about it, and so we want to incentivize video content. But first, we have to raise money for that. So
sure.
I'm not sure how much we can do that now, but I'm providing a lot of the content. And in Tally TV, I have a legal defense fund up because I'm facing a trial in January for recording in a courthouse, contempt of court. So there's going to be expenses involved with that, so if people want to chip in, that would be most appreciated.
Right, so you got arrested when I was actually going to a habeas corpus hearing. I was being brought in from jail. I was, you know, just looking forward to seeing people. I didn't think I was going to get anywhere with this habeas corpus hearings. It was basically an excuse for me to have a little car ride and get to see some friends while I was in jail. And it did serve that purpose, but I ended up seeing you before I saw anyone else because you were being held in a holding cell down in the bowels of the Chester County Courthouse when I arrived.
Yep. And
you'd already been arrested.
Right. And I also got to see you at the corrections facility where we were both wearing orange at the time.
I was not in the orange, actually.
Okay.
You were.
Oh, right. I was a
sentenced offender.
Ooh.
You had not been sentenced, so you get to wear the orange. But but you know, so folks can help you out with that because you've got your preparation right in front of you. You're preparing during some of the breaks here, getting ready for trial coming up here in a couple weeks. So I'd recommend that people go to tally.tv, and you said there's a chip in there for the
right.
legal defense,
mm-hmm.
and that's a PayPal thing, right?
Right, or they can use a credit card.
Okay, perfect. So tally.tv, send Tally a few bucks, help them out here because you're doing this alone. I mean, you're going, you don't have enough money to hire a lawyer. You probably wouldn't anyway, right?
The thing is, the judge and the prosecutor, they're all members of this bar association, so I'm not sure why I'd want to get involved with that. They're trying to push a lawyer on me. They gave me forms so I can give them my financial information if I can't afford a lawyer on my own, but I don't want to give them that information. I mean, it's none of their business.
So Tally's going to be going up against this alone and needs all the support he can get. And one of the ways that you can support the activists here in New Hampshire, you hear a lot on this program about some of the stuff that happens here, and some of our listeners can find it frustrating that, oh, I can't get to New Hampshire yet, or maybe I want to go, but it's going to be a few years down the road, or whatever their story is. you can always help with funds. You can always help with dollars, and that it does a lot. It makes a big difference for people that are, you know, under the gun of the state to have people supporting them, even if they can't come to the trial, for instance.
Yeah, money, or if anybody has any legal expertise. I certainly do not. I don't read laws, and I'm not really all that interested in them. But if somebody wants to help out with that advice, I'd appreciate that as well.
Tally.tv, also some great video work there that folks can go and see. TALLEY.TV. 855-450-FREE is our number here. And Jason, you've been coming out to some of the Occupy Keene events. In fact, there's going to be a general assembly tomorrow. I think we're both planning on being out at that. But luckily, here in Keene, you know, we haven't seen some of the same tactics that have been used around the country. We talked last hour about Occupy Oakland being cracked down upon by the cops there. Hundreds of police showing up in the early hours this morning to roust out dozens of people, arresting 32 of them, charging them with, you know, nonsensical crimes like, what was it, like suspicion of illegal camping or something like
and
that.
Riot.
Yeah, and yeah, rioting. Of course, they were, you know, sleeping.
Yeah,
four in the morning.
Maybe rioting would be an appropriate term for what they were doing at the port, but it seems like only law enforcement would show up and then instigate things for there to be any other type of riot.
So, other Occupy news here for you from Reuters: protesters hope to shut down Wall Street this Thursday, the 17th. Home to the New York Stock Exchange, by holding a street carnival to mark the two-month anniversary of their campaign against economic inequality. Protest organizers acknowledge that the day of action could be the group's most provocative yet and could lead to mass arrests and further strain relations with city authorities. Occupy Wall Street spokesman Ed Needham said, "I think we're certainly going into this with our eyes wide open, but the march is to provoke ideas and discussion, not to provoke any violent reactions." He said, "I think it's very difficult to do a day of action and not expect some sort of reaction from the government people." The protesters plan to march to Wall Street from their camp headquarters in Zuccotti Park, a couple blocks away, and then spread out across the city's subway system to tell the stories of disenfranchised Americans. They'll reconvene later on Thursday for a march across the Brooklyn Bridge. Last month, more than 700 people were arrested during a similar march across that bridge after some protesters sat on the pedestrian walkway and refused to move while others strayed into car lanes. It's one of the things I pointed out that, again, another tactic I'm not a big fan of is getting in the way of the 99%. I mean, if this is all about the 99% versus the 1%, meaning the 1% being the, you know, the people that hold all the power and money in this country, I think they tend to focus on the money, but I think it's also important to focus on the power as well, because the power mongers and, you know, these people that have billions upon billions of dollars at their disposal, they team up. They work together to keep things the status quo. So I think it's important to point that out. But the people that are going across the Brooklyn Bridge are mostly the 99%. They're people going to work. They're people trying to come home from work. And New York City traffic is bad enough as it is, let alone to have a bunch of protesters standing in the way, backing things up even more so than, you know, they would normally be in Brooklyn.
Sure. Well, even in Keene, you had people that, 20 or so people were in the streets for, it was a brief amount of time, but they didn't see any problem with blocking traffic for a little bit, right?
No, there were some people that did that here, and I, you know, pointed out at a later meeting that I didn't think that was a good tactic, because you're inconveniencing the people that you're trying to affect, the people that you're trying to reach out to, I mean, because ultimately the Occupy movements want to grow. You know, they don't want to stagnate and they don't want to disappear. So you have to get people involved. And one way to for sure not, to upset people, they're not going to show up at your General Assembly.
Mm-hmm.
They're not going to come out and become a part of a movement that has gotten in the way of them trying to go visit their grandmother or something like that.
Right.
So I highly disagree with these tactics that are designed to stop people from, you know, going about their daily tasks. I understand you want attention. I get that. But I can tell you the one time that we had a march from the center of town in Keene all the way out to the police station during one of the 420 celebrations a couple of years ago, we all stayed on the sidewalk, but there were 50 people walking down the sidewalk. Plenty of people slowed down and looked over. I mean, you're going to get lots of attention just by simply having a large group of people doing something. More coming up, 855-453. This is Free Talk Live.
It's the Cosby Radio Minute with thoughts and observations from America's favorite comedian, actor, and author, Bill Cosby.
My mother kisses every child. Well, just come here and kiss your grandmommy. Grandmommy just love it to death. And my children think that my mother's the most wonderful person on the face of this earth. And I keep telling my children, that's not the same woman I grew up with. You are looking at an old person who's trying to get into heaven now. And mothers are always more interested in the condition of your underwear than your body if you're ever in an accident. And they tell you that. I hope for my sake, if you're ever in an accident, you have on clean underwear. Well, I thought that's what an accident was.
For the latest info on how to connect with Bill Cosby, please visit BillCosby.com. Bill Cosby, America's most beloved funny man, is back with his first humor book since the best-selling Cosbyology. In I Didn't Ask to Be Born, But I'm Glad I Was, his hilarious new collection of observations, Bill Cosby brings us more of his wonderful and wacky insights into the human condition that are sure to become classics. I Didn't Ask to Be Born, But I'm Glad I Was, the newest book from the legendary Bill Cosby, is available wherever books are sold.
My name is Jacob Hornberger. I'm president of the Future of Freedom Foundation, which Congressman Ron Paul awarded for having an outstanding freedom website. Write us at fff@fff.org, and we'll send you a free 3-month subscription to our monthly journal of libertarian essays and our booklet, Economic Liberty in the Constitution, which George Mason University economics professor Walter Williams praised in a recent column. That's fff@fff.org.
You can't argue with success. And many people have found great success in fighting back colds and flu viruses with Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. So now, it's time to get even more success with the other great quality natural products from Affinity Health Products. Like C-Energy Liquid Vitamins, Lose and Snooze, and the One Day Diet. Or Human Growth Hormone Support, Menopause Specialist for Women, and Joint Specialist. See these and many other quality Affinity Health Products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. That's A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y HealthProducts.com. Or call in your orders at 877-888-7126. That's 1-877-888-7126. Trust your health to the makers of Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. Affinity Health Products, the finest and most innovative natural health products available.
Plan a healthy garden easy and fast with Organicaseed.com. Easy because Organicaseed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to Organicaseed.com, spelled O-R-G-A-N-I-C-A-Seed.com. Organicaseed.com. Remember, Organicaseed is healthy seed.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. Just dial on in toll free at 855-453, 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site. They're totally free. Features including archives. If you've missed a moment of the show, you can just click and download. Go all the way back to late 2006. It's all free over at freetalklive.com. Coming up here in February, the 23rd through the 26th, you're going to want to join Free Talk Live and hundreds of like-minded, liberty-oriented people for the 2012 Liberty Forum. All kinds of special guest speakers will be in attendance, including John Lott, you know, the guy that wrote More Guns, Less Crime, this seminal report on how it is that having guns, you know, relatively gun-free or gun-freedom-oriented areas just deters crime. That's that guy's going to be there. Michael Bolden from the 10th Amendment Center will be in attendance as well. I believe there was another announcement today, but I'm spacing out on who it was. You can go to freestateproject.org to get the latest on the Liberty Forum. freestateproject.org/Liberty Forum will actually get you there with details on speakers and the cost of the hotel. Joel Salatin is also going to be speaking there, who is... you know, he has written You Can Farm, The Entrepreneur's Guide to Starting and Succeeding in a Farming Business. So lots of different topics will be covered. But most importantly, it's not about seeing speakers for me. For me, it's about being with other people who are of a like mindset. People who, when you're starting a conversation with them, you don't have to cover the Liberty basics with these folks. They're already there. They're already on board.
That makes a big difference. You know, it makes it a lot easier to get to know people in the area. I mean, just having that already, you know, done and over with and out of the way. I mean, if you want to argue the finer points after that, that's up to you. I personally don't. But, like, you know, just being around those kind of people, it's so much easier to get to know somebody because you don't have to kind of hide your politics, worry about, you know, maybe offending them, you know, if it's somebody you want to get close to or what have you. I mean, it's all out on the table already.
Oh, and I found out what the new speaker was, and I'm really excited about this one. Jody Emery is going to be there. We've had Jody on the show a number of times in the past. She's the lovely wife and super activist partner of Mark Emery, who's currently in a federal prison cell for the horrible, dastardly crime of selling seeds, marijuana seeds, cannabis seeds, to people all across the Internet. He's serving a 5-year prison sentence in federal prison, and I think he's been in there a couple years now at this point. So she'll be likely updating folks on Mark's status, and I'm sure speaking to us about legalizing cannabis and other drugs, because she is just she is an amazing activist and has been at it for many, many years, and is really keeping the cannabis culture movement going, which is what Mark started.
Yeah, phenomenal. I mean, that was a big influence on me when I first started getting into Liberty, was Mark Emery.
Really?
And his work. Yeah, sure. Yeah, I thought it was great that he just wasn't afraid, you know, to like, I believe I read when he first started doing his activism, you couldn't even buy a book about marijuana in British Columbia.
Mm.
And, like, he just... So we started selling books about it, you know, and information, you know, and just
getting
out there.
And he's made a huge impact.
Yep.
And you're right, it's... He's a courageous guy. He was willing to be the face of the marijuana movement, essentially. There are all kinds of people selling seeds on the Internet, but Mark Emery was the one who was doing it and saying, this is what I'm doing, and mm-hmm. and coming out publicly and making a, you know, public persona.
Yeah, it's not like he has anything to hide in reality.
Nothing, he certainly has nothing to be ashamed of.
Yeah.
So his wife will be there, and that's awesome because she's awesome. I'm looking forward to meeting her.
Yeah, I had a chance to meet Jody and Mark up in Canada when
really?
I was there for the Liberty Summer Seminar. They're really great people. And you said that Emery is in a federal cage. He's in a United States federal government cage, but he's a Canadian,
mm-hmm.
and the Canadian government extradited him to this country for just selling seeds.
It's crazy.
It's outrageous, and he's a peaceful guy and an advocate of civil disobedience.
So head on over to freestateproject.org/Liberty Forum. You can get registered there. You get 10% off if you use discount code FTL2012. Get in early. Get the early bird discount price. You're looking at a full weekend convention, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, for under $200, and that includes the banquet, dinners, and lunches. And, like, you can't beat that price for a convention, period. The price is going to go up, though, at a certain point. I don't know when that date's going to be, so go to freestateproject.org/Liberty Forum. Get registered now, and we're going to see you there, because Free Talk Live, as always, will be broadcasting live every single night. So,
and people might be able to see some excitement, because last time there was a Liberty Forum, they had the big smoke out in the park.
That's right, multiple arrests, cracked down by the Nashville PD.
It is possible that people could show up at that park and maybe have some free Mark Emery signs or something like that.
Damn right, it sounds like a good idea. So looking forward to that. 855-450-FREE is the number. We'll occupy the park with some cannabis in Nashua. And of course, we are talking about the Occupy movements. But coming up, Luther, you're going to explain a story about a teenage girl who solved a crime the police couldn't crack. We'll explain how here in a moment. But giving you an update out of Occupy Wall Street, where actually Michelle Seven has taken a trip down there. Maybe we'll hear from her at some point this week. I've heard she's extending her stay. She had gone down to Occupy Wall Street recently. Actually, she's been a couple times now. I think this may be her third visit to Occupy Wall Street. And I guess in a recent visit, or her most recent visit, she was talking about voluntarism with people, the idea that humans should interact with one another on a consensual basis, and that we don't need to have a monopoly on violence known as the state around to do anything. So she's bringing this idea to some of the folks at Occupy Wall Street, and according to her, they're very open-minded to it.
Well, the thing is, they should have this idea because that's exactly what they're doing in Zuccotti Park. They're, you know, they have private systems to feed people, and people are building a community there. They're, you know, governing themselves, but yet, you know, they're doing this, it seems, so that they can, I don't know, have some kind of voice, and so government can eventually make this decision. But I say, occupy everything and, you know, make everything voluntary. And so any outreach that Michelle does is much appreciated out there.
Yep. So she's gone back down to bring the message of voluntarism back in there. She was invited to come back, actually. They said, bring some people down from New Hampshire. Have them come talk to us. So I know that's one of the reasons she went back. Maybe we'll hear from her later this week. And maybe she'll stay there for what's happening on Thursday, where protesters are hoping to shut down Wall Street. A post on the movement's Facebook page said, "We will shut down Wall Street. We'll ring the people's bell and initiate a street carnival in which we will rebuild and celebrate the neighborhoods that the Wall Street economy has destroyed. The group promises a block party the 1% will never forget." Now, Mayor Michael Bloomberg, asked by reporters about the protesters' plan, said, "The New York Stock Exchange will open on time. People will be able to get to work. You can rest assured."
Oh, boy.
So it looks like it's going to come to quite a possible conflict coming up on Thursday the 17th. We'll certainly keep you in the loop as that continues to develop. Also, other Occupy news from Occupy Philly at philly.com. Mayor Michael Nutter, gotta love that guy's name, has cited growing public health and safety concerns, erratic communications with the movement's leaders, and the need to begin a $50 million construction project that Occupy Philly's City Hall in Camden is blocking. Nutter ordered a stepped-up police presence at the five-week-old protest on Sunday. He stopped short of saying whether the city was considering evicting protesters from Dilworth Plaza after group members voted Friday to not move their protest, but said he was weighing responses. "I'm not getting into deadlines," he said. "When we need to act, we will act." And if he's been paying attention, and I know they're all probably sharing information, these governments around the country, because they're using similar tactics when they take these people down, he knows he can get rid of them if he wants to. He hasn't quite made the decision to do so, but is stepping up police presence in Philly. More coming up here, 855-453. It's Free Talk Live.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two Black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why, when you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquid flavors at LeSig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning, e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
And dial in toll free. This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever's on your mind at 855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-3733. And joining you here in the studio tonight, it's Ian,
Jason,
and Luther.
And you can join us on our website, of course, at freetalklive.com. Our bulletin board system there has been retooled for the last month or so, to allow you to have more control over your posts. It used to be a problem with the Free Talk Live BBS that was kind of a troll zone. People would come in and try to derail different topics and post unrelated things. And for a long time, we tried an experiment where it was relatively unmoderated for a long time. And it just, having an unmoderated forum combined with the anonymity of a forum just doesn't work out too well. And it just ended up being a haven for trolls. So we now have more moderators. They have more leeway to use their moderator abilities, and you can moderate your own threads. So if somebody posts something as a reply to your thread that you don't like, you can just delete it. So that'll probably keep the trolls in line, because if they know they're gonna post something, just have it be deleted, then they've wasted their time even posting it in the first place, and it'll disincentivize them from doing that. So we've made those changes. You can go, if you haven't been to the BBS in a while, go check it out over at bbs.freetalklive.com. Hopefully you'll see that it has somewhat of a different flavor than it has in the past. bbs.freetalklive.com. Bitcoins. They're the world's first free market peer-to-peer digital cash. It can be used anywhere in the world without needing permission from any government or corporation. They can't be counterfeited or inflated, and now you can buy them with credit card or PayPal from memorydealers.com. They're offering physical bitcoins you can actually hold in your hands, but of course can be transferred back into normal digital form at any time. They're great conversation starters and Christmas gifts, so be part of the currency that's transforming the world. Get your bitcoins at memorydealers.com. That's memorydealers.com. So, coming up, the teenage girl that out-copped the cops. We'll give you the details on that. But first, one more update on the Occupy movement. We actually haven't been covering them very much recently, just because I haven't heard much about them. But all of a sudden, the news came crashing in today. Occupy Oakland has been rousted by the cops. Philly, there may be a crackdown imminent there. Occupy New York or Occupy Wall Street is talking about taking over Wall Street and basically attempting to put a stop to anyone even going to do business there on Thursday this week. On the other side of the Occupy Wall Street movement, according to NBCNewYork.com, downtown residents and business owners are angry that their neighborhood, some of them are angry that their neighborhood has been occupied for 2 months by the Wall Street demonstration. They're staging their own protest, a protest of the protest, as of today, apparently, declaring that City Hall has let it get out of control. Angry over all-day drumming, people urinating and defecating on the streets, and verbal attacks from protesters, organizers say they'll rally at City Hall on Monday to send officials a message. Lower Manhattan resident Linda Gertzman told NBC New York, "Laws are being violated, and we simply want them enforced."
Be careful what you ask for.
Yeah. Exasperated residents and businesses say they're pursuing all options, including lawsuits against the city, the mayor, and even the private company that owns Zuccotti Park, the encampment headquarters. Organizers of the anti-Occupy protest posted flyers downtown that say Mayor Bloomberg is helping them stay. The Occupy Wall Street movement began, of course, on mid-September. It's been going on strong ever since then. Businesses have been complaining for weeks that the encampment is causing them to lose money. I wonder how that could be possible.
Well, they're giving out free food at the occupation, so maybe fewer people are going to restaurants. I hear people are just going to the occupation for the lunch break, picking up some food and then going back.
Just to eat if they're working in the area.
Right.
That would make sense. But on the other hand, they're getting that food from nearby restaurants. So the story was, and it mentions it here in this piece, that people who are around the country that can't make it to Occupy Wall Street mm-hmm. are picking up the phone and saying, yeah, I'd like to send 50 pizzas out to Zuccotti Park.
Mm-hmm.
And so the pizza dudes are getting all kinds of business from this, and I imagine Chinese takeout's probably doing fairly well as well. So some businesses are getting more business as a result of this, which kind of brings up an interesting question. If you're a business owner and you're dealing with this situation that is basically this is a protest movement, and protest movements can spring up at any point in any place that's allegedly public property. This, of course, is private property, Zuccotti Park, but you can have a protest out on the street, that's public, or the sidewalk, that's public. And protesters could, in theory, interfere with the ability for people to get to a business. Maybe customers don't want to have to deal with seeing the protesters or possibly being heckled or something like that. Who knows what the customers' complaints are? They could be various different complaints. But do you have a right to have business come into your business? Like, if you're used to having X amount of hundreds of dollars come in every single week, or thousands of dollars or whatever, come in every single week, and having a protest out front of your business for a week straight kicks your income down by a few hundred bucks, is someone liable for that? Do you have the, is there a liability? Can you take someone to court? That's what they're talking about doing here, is taking the business that owns Zuccotti Park to court.
It seems crazy to me. I mean, I don't think you're entitled to that money just because, normally you would be making this and maybe there's something going on that's putting a damper on your business. But then again, that happens all the time in restaurants, like there could be a festival going on in the city, that will draw people away from your restaurant, or there could be some kind of crazy event going on at another restaurant that's awesome that's taking away from your business. It happens all the time in restaurants.
Right, and no one's ever sued the, the Happy Fest or whatever is going on across town.
Right, right, or their competitors. Like, it's like saying that you can do this, that you can sue the protesters or whoever, they want to sue the mayor too, I think they said.
Yeah.
But it's like saying that you can sue your competitor because they're taking business from you.
Yeah, great point. So if I open a restaurant across the street from you and take away half your business, you didn't own those customers.
Right.
If your customers decide they'd rather go to Zuccotti Park and have themselves a free meal from whoever's handing out food that day, then that's your customer's choice.
Yeah.
And if you're a business owner and you're not savvy enough to take advantage of the fact that there are people likely thousands of people coming through this area who are, as Michelle, I think it was Michelle pointed out, that most of them were tourists. Like a lot of people just kind of coming through to check out what's happening there. There are only a core group of people that are actually staying at the park. Hmm. There's another core group that kind of lives in the area, and they'll come down from where they live to spend time in the park and occupy the park. But a lot of the people that are coming through there are just they're temporary. They're coming in, they're kind of checking it out. They're staying for a while, talking to folks, and then they're leaving. So you've got new people coming through this area on a day-to-day basis. It would seem like a great time to advertise some specials and, you know, 2-for-1 or whatever. Get, you know, start handing out flyers to people. I mean, you've got potential customers there. I understand you can get free coffee at the park. I get that. But there must be a way to offer something that the park doesn't have, like, you know, free internet access or whatever.
Or bathrooms. I mean, in order to go into, like, the Burger King, because I was at Zuccotti Park for a week. You had to make a purchase at Burger King in order to use their bathroom and several other restaurants around there.
That's typical in big cities. It's a smart move.
Oh, absolutely. But I don't think that this organization represents all businesses. Certainly not. When I was at the occupation, there were people that had kind of like a planning session to incorporate the ideas of ending the Federal Reserve at the occupation. So we met in front of the Federal Reserve, and a business owner loaned an extension cord, and we put it across the street from his business so that they could power up the live cam. And so people are helpful. That's been my experience, but I guess there would be some disgruntled business owners as well.
Yeah, and that's goodwill. And if your attitude is negative in the first place, then it's likely that's going to kind of spread out into the results. And if your view of the protest is that it's a bad thing, and you're going to be grumpy to somebody that looks like a protester coming in there, the word's going to spread. Hey, this guy's a jerk that runs this particular coffee shop, and so don't go there. You don't want that word getting around to these folks, because that really is going to hurt your business. But if you're doing things to step up and to show some level of solidarity with these people, whether or not you agree completely with their message, you know, you could completely disagree with their message, but still give them a discount or something like that to get them in your door and do some business. There's business there. These people, some of them have money to spend. I don't know if all of them do, but some of them certainly do. 855-450-FREE. You can take control of these airwaves here. Bloomberg, the mayor in this case, has gone back and forth between criticizing Occupy Wall Street and defending it. And he says if you go one block away from the park, you would never even know it exists. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live at 855-450-FREE.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant and pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at mainmilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits, magnesium fire-starting tools, strike anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches, first aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit mainmilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E military.com, the main name in military supply.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
Jason Lewis here. With the holidays just around the corner, be sure to consider the greatest gift you can give to your friends and family: peace of mind. That's why I choose WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna, savory stroganoff, and pasta alfredo that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life. And they're ready to eat in minutes. Simply add hot water. Request a free entree sample today at WiseFoodStorage.com. And for a limited time, get free shipping and 10% off of your order. That's right, a free entree, free shipping, and 10% off any order. Just use promo code Lewis. Call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947. Or visit WiseFoodStorage.com. That's Wise, W-I-S-E, FoodStorage.com. Gourmet emergency food at the best price and the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love this holiday season.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, the toll-free number for you to bring up what you want, 855-453, that's 1-855-450-3733. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. Hey, if you enjoy this program and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can do that by going to amp.freetalklive.com and becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier for as little as $3 a month. We'll take that $3 in, reinvest it into the show, get on more radio stations around the country. Just added a brand new station, actually, Sunday night. I'll be sending out a notice about that here in a little bit. It's WWNC in Asheville, North Carolina, which is a fairly big station. It's 570 on the AM dial, which the lower you are on the AM dial, the more useful each watt is. So lower powered transmitters can go a lot farther. So this 5,000 watts covers a fairly sizable area. It's a big clear channel station there in Asheville, and they're picking up the Sunday show. So the Free Talk Live AMP program makes that sort of thing possible. The AMP dollars that come in go to promoting the show, doing industry advertising. Recently, it sent Mark and myself down to Dallas, Texas for a radio convention. We usually do a couple of conventions each year. It gives us the opportunity to go and schmooze with the radio bigwigs. And now we've been going to these conventions for so long. This is probably our fifth or sixth year going to these things. The Talkers one that we go to in the summertime, we usually get the chance to speak at the conventions, which is nice. This other one, we're not quite on the speakers roster yet, but we've still been around long enough to where the people that have been going to these know who we are. And, of course, I'm so shameless, I'll walk around with a Free Talk Live bowling shirt on at one of their soirees. If you've ever been to a convention before, frequently have little nighttime party things where there's, like, an open bar, for instance, and there are little hors d'oeuvres being passed around, and people just chatting with one another. And so I'll walk around with the Free Talk Live bowling shirt on, which, of course, has Free Talk Live's logo just emblazoned hugely on the back of it, whereas everybody else is in, tuxedos or suits, and, they're looking very sharp, and I'm walking around in that. So everybody knows Free Talk Live is there, and it's working out well for us. In fact, there was apparently one of the attendees this year said there was some buzz about Free Talk Live at the event, which apparently had to do with me going to jail. So that was a lot of the conversation. It gave people something to talk about,
right,
with me, which was nice. And so a lot of people asked about that, had a lot of conversations about being in jail and what that was like. And so it was a great convention, and we wouldn't be able to go to these things if it weren't for the Free Talk Live amplifiers, for listeners like you getting behind the show for $3 a month. You get perks, too, like access to the AmpOnly call-in lines, the AmpOnly forum and podcast and more. Go and get the details over at amp.freetalklive.com. So we go to the phones and the fun. Greg's on the line in Atlanta. Greg, you're on Free Talk Live. Greg?
Hello?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
You know, I accidentally dialed a wrong show. I thought this was Redding's Review.
That's funny. We actually had that happen last week. I guess they're using the same number over there or something. Maybe not. Maybe they're using a different number, but something's getting switched around in the phone system. Our network does, they produce various different shows, and some of them they produce at the same time. I mean, if you want to talk to us, we'll talk to you. I think Rob Redding's off the air at the moment. So Free Talk Live's an open phones discussion, and we've been talking about the Occupy movement throughout the entire show tonight.
Well, it was just something that was very interesting to me. We had one of the talk show hosts from Atlanta, Georgia, you know, without calling names, I mean, you probably know who it was. He was a real big advocate for the Atlanta movement, and he said that he'd be the first one to go to jail for him, and he did, and he's going to give us updates on, you know, what's happening with Occupy Atlanta on a daily basis. They was calling into a show. And all of a sudden, I haven't heard him say another word about it, period. He haven't mentioned it in at least a week. And he went to jail with them, and he was just talking about, you know, his stance with what they, I guess, what they represent. And he was going to be an advocate with them, and he's going to inform us, keep us you know, enlightened on their movements and what they were doing. And all of a sudden, I haven't heard another word from him. And I just wondered, you know, what happened.
Now, who is this? Is it a local Atlanta talk host?
Yes, Derek Bozeman.
Okay, so I'm not from Atlanta. So the closest I've been to Atlanta was flying through there recently on my trip to Dallas. So I'm not very familiar with him. What's you know, what is he, like a morning show host? What's his gig?
Yes, he's a afternoon show host. I guess he comes on from like what, four to seven.
Is he on WAOK out there?
WAOK.
Okay, got it. So he said he was going to cover the Occupy movement. He got arrested for it, and now he just hasn't really been covering it at all. Is what you're saying?
At all. Period. I haven't heard another word.
Now, have you tried to call his show and you know, call him out, ask him what's going on?
I didn't, because I didn't. I mean, he's a good guy and everything. I just assumed that maybe it was the radio station. Maybe, I don't like the term, you know, put a muzzle on someone, but I was just thinking it was maybe his employers told him to cool it on the Occupy Atlanta. I mean, I just assumed that, and I didn't call him out on it. I mean, maybe I should have, but that's why I thought, you know, I was talking to Rob Redding. I thought I was calling his show because he knows exactly who I'm talking about, and I was just curious, was that the case? Is that what happened?
You know, it's a good question. I don't know. Does Rob Redding, based in Atlanta? I know that he does Redding News Review, but it's a national show.
Yeah, that's right. It's a national show. I don't think he's based in Atlanta. I mean,
okay.
From my call at him, it would have been, you know, like a first-time call.
Right. I don't know if Rob Redding would know any more than we do about what this guy is doing or what he's thinking. And the only way to know for sure is to call and ask. And if you deal with a local talk show, it's going to be easier to get through than, say, some national level show. Typically, their phones tend to be busy, but that's certainly not always the case. On a local show, you know, call them up. You know, if they don't let you on the air, like if you can get through the phone screener and it's like an open phones area, because sometimes, see, not all talk shows are like Free Talk Live. Like, we open the phones, we'll take calls from anybody about anything. Doesn't even matter. Like, you weren't even listening to the show. We're talking to you. So it doesn't matter to me who calls in what they're talking about. There's always something, I think, interesting to listen to and to say. But a lot of shows are very, very restrictive on who they allow to call in. Now, I don't know. I've never heard his show, so I don't know if he does things that way. But that's kind of like the standard way to do talk radio, is they take whatever the show host is talking about at the beginning of the hour, and they kind of stretch it out across an entire hour. And if you're not on that one topic, then they're not going to let you through. Do you know if he does one of those shows?
No, you can call in direct and talk with him. In other words, he does not have a call screener.
Oh, really? Okay.
Right.
Well, in that case, then there's no, you got nothing to lose. I mean, if you can get through, get put on hold, and get on the air, that would be the way to do it. And, you know, maybe don't come at it from an accusatory sort of manner, just more of an inquisitive thing. Like, hey, what happened? I thought you were going to be updating us on the Occupy movement, and I've been listening every day, but I haven't heard, you know, or most all the time I've been listening, and I just haven't heard it. Did I miss something? And, you know, just kind of give him the open opportunity to explain himself.
Well, that's the way that I will handle it. And it's been a pleasure talking with you.
Yeah, well, visit us online at freetalklive.com, and I appreciate your call. Thank you, Greg. 855-450-FREE. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever's on your mind.
That's always a fun sort of surprise here on this show when somebody calls in who doesn't mean to and ends up talking to us anyway. I mean, I that's something I really like about this show.
Well, it's actually been a surprise recently, especially because we had a phone number change. So for a long time, we had a different number, and the network that we're on, the Genesis Communications Network, they do the behind-the-scenes stuff of getting us out to the radio stations, screening calls and things like that. We had the same number as every other show that was on the channel. So, for instance, like the Alex Jones show is a fairly popular, kind of more conspiratorial show.
Right.
Alex Jones was on the same phone number, and Alex Jones runs his show 24 hours like we do at freetalklive.com. We have Free Talk Live on a 24-hour loop, so whenever you listen to our audio streams, you'll always hear the latest show. Well, he did the same thing, and so if one of the Alex Jones listeners was listening to Alex Jones' stream during our time slot, not realizing he was not live, pick up the phone and calls in, we'd get them on hold to talk to us, and then you get all kinds of silly nonsense, like people calling us Alex. They're not even paying attention. We haven't had that problem since
switching
phones.
Sure, they say something like, you know, oh, I was just listening, and you guys were talking about this, you know, the New World Order, lizard Jews, whatever.
Right.
Yeah.
And we weren't at all.
Right, exactly.
But the folks that have called, this has happened twice now. This is only twice since we've had the new phone number, because Genesis purchased a vanity number just for Free Talk Live. And so now we don't share the phone number with anybody. But somehow, I didn't think we were sharing the phone number with anybody. I don't know if Rob Rennig, is one of their other shows, has our number, because that's now the second time that one of his listeners has given us a call, and the second time from that same radio station, WAOK, down in Atlanta. 855-450-FREE, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. The last guy that called, at the end of his call, he said he was going to call, I think he called back, and he told the phone screener he was going to call the station and ask him to put Free Talk Live on. So it worked out pretty well. More coming up here. Hour 3 is next. Luther's going to tell us about a teenage girl who outfoxed the cops, meaning she solved the crime when they couldn't. 855-453. We talk live.
You know that cigarettes will kill you. You've been thinking about giving the e-cigarette a try? There is a healthier option. 22,000 times healthier. But listen to this offer from Vaporsmiths.com. A pack-a-day smoker will save $120 a month. So you already start being richer, feeling healthier, and smelling better. What more could you want? How about a free starter kit? Just purchase 40 cartomizers with coupon code FTL. Free shipping on orders of $60 or more. 855-2-GET-VAPOR or go to Vaporsmiths.com.
There it is! Let's follow it and see where it goes!
A new kind of broadband company is here. We're CenturyLink, linking Americans coast to coast to what matters. Our consistently fast speeds save you from interruptions and slowdowns, and since we're locally operated, you'll be met by honest personal service. We're committed to providing a better experience with 5-year price guarantees and more ways to customize your technology.
I think it's headed across the country!
CenturyLink, your link to what's next. Find out more at CenturyLink.com.
Oh, give me freedom!